take it and just let it start to boil. And if there's any germs in it at all, that'll kill it. But in the later years, we all had pasteurized.
Now, where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, you get most of the people that, those, my father had a nice big pasture. He had a nice pasture, about 8 or 9 acres long, and about 2 acres wide. He'd keep that for his pigs and his calves that we want to run around.
Okay, when you wanted to say to fatten them up, you put them in a...
Yeah. I had an old father-in-law that, up until I married and went to Grand Seigneur, he put a pig in the pen a certain day of the year. And every day of the year, he fed that pig 2 gallons of water and 3 ears of corn only. 2 gallons of water, or 3 gallons, I don't remember if it's 2 or 3. So many gallons of water and 3 ears of corn. He fed that pig that every day. That was his grease hog. Then a certain time of the year, I forgot what date it was, but a certain day of the year, he'd kill that pig.
A grease hog was a...
Yeah, just a natural pig. I guess it was different brands, you know, different breeds. Some better than others. But when you kill them, that grease was just beautiful. Just fed them just one thing, you know, the whole time, and plenty of water. You get 40, 50 gallons of grease out of one pig. You know, that thing would weigh 300, 325 pounds, 350 pounds.
The place, would it ever have a sheltered, a floor in it, in where, when he was cleaning them out, cleaning up his hogs?
Well, yes, some of them, but in the late years you couldn't use floor. You had to have cement and you had to have Board of Health get on to you.
Okay.
But in the early years they didn't do it because it didn't.
Where did people keep their milk before the days of refrigeration?
Just in the coolest place they had, on a shelf in that kitchen, or in a pantry, or the coolest place they had to do it.
Do you ever remember a trough near a stream where maybe you'd set water in a jug and let water?
No, we didn't have no stream. Everybody lived, you know, like I told you yesterday, the only thing we did was put our milk in a glass jug or a jug and put it in the bottom of the well.
That was
the only place we'd keep it.
Okay.
Before we had refrigerators, when we didn't put it, Mom would put it in the coolest place in the house, or the coolest place in the kitchen, wherever it was cool.
Where do you get your milk from now?
The store.
And they get it from the...
Yeah, they get it from the dairy. The milkman comes down here twice a week.
Did y'all ever have that before you,
No, we never had that till we began. It began to be easier and
from the dairy. Yeah, the dairy is a.
There's a dairy corporation in Abbeville, Million Cop, that sells the milk or what other.
Where do they get that milk from?
From the farmers.
Farmers.
Yeah, the farmers. Some of them just like some of them. I know I had a friend that had a dairy, and he had about 30 some. Good milk, I believe in black cows, Holsteins or something. And he milk his milk and sell it by the 5 gallon, I believe. Just milk it and sell it to the dairy man or to the whichever salesman it was, I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever use a dairy for the word dairy?